On our morning show from WRCO Radio, we have a great fun subject. Sunday Fun Day dances will now resume. And Colleen Schrader and Colleen Pulvermacher are in the studio to talk a little bit about that very event. It sounds like the first ones last year were kind of successful, Colleen.
They were, yes, indeed. We were really pleased with the turnout. It turned out to be a beautiful day, so it was tempting to be outside, but a number of people came, and we were really very happy with the turnout.
Yeah. Colleen Schrader, I think when you were organizing it, you were kind of nervous. You didn't know exactly what was going to happen. It sounds like it turned out all right.
It did very well. A number of people asked, well, will this become a regular thing? Will you do this again? And we told them that we certainly hoped so. Well, winter and all that stuff comes and goes and life gets too busy. And getting the callers and the musicians, we have to work with their schedule and work with the schedule in the community center will have an open Sunday for us. So it's not something that I can be on a regular schedule, I don't think, but we are fitting it in where we can.
And on the 16th of February, which is still a little ways off, but I think people are going to, that's going to be like maybe the coming out, the spring fever dance in some ways, right?
That would be a great opportunity for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. So tell us about the first one, Colleen Pulvermacher, and it went well. What was the popular dance there that day?
Oh, gosh. Well, my favorites that I think were a big hit with everybody are those reels that gets everybody involved. And the Westport gals, the five ladies providing the music and the caller, you know, they tell you what to do. And you just are following the directions, leave everything else in your mind off to the side, follow the directions, move with the group, smile, have fun. I think people really enjoyed that. You don't have to worry about having a partner. Everybody's just gets in there and enjoys it together. So, yeah, that was really fun.
How hard is it to follow directions then, like on these reels? Because that's where I would probably struggle a little bit.
It's really not difficult at all because the caller literally walks you through some of the movements before they start in with the music. Mm-hmm. And they'll kind of teach someone who doesn't know certain calls. And there's the Virginia reel, the reels that Colleen was referring to. You kind of have a line of people, you face each other across two different lines, and then you'll kind of take the head couple, so the top couple will go all the way down through and then come on back up, and it just kind of spins off to the next couple. But the caller, very, very patient and very, very experienced in what she does. And with that said, I just would like to point out that this month, or the February 16th, we have been told that Sue Hulsether from the Viroqua area will be our caller, and she's a very experienced caller. And the West Fork gals, the musicians that we had back in May, are coming again. So we're familiar with their music and mm-hmm. the energy that they have, just a whole lot of fun. And they said that it was okay for me to put a shout out that they have their square dance the second Saturday of every month from September through May at the banquet hall in the Old Oak Inn in Soldiers Grove. So they would love to have people come out and see them there also. But once again, they come to us so that we can have this event here in Richland Center.
Yeah. And we've gone to that, and we've had a great time. At the Old Oak Inn, there were a number of people from this area there.
Right.
So that inspired us to think, hey, maybe we could bring this to our community. So
yeah, that's where it kind of began for you. Were right. you just watchers at first? I mean, did you partake?
Oh, no.
No?
We jumped right
you
in there.
Right in. I admire that. Because I was going to say, it would be fun just to be a mouse in the corner and watch it then in some ways, right?
Yeah.
Several people did that at our May event. Mm-hmm. You know, we tried to get them out there and get involved, and they're like, no, I think I'll just watch. And mm-hmm. We had residents from Pine Valley, one of their coordinators brought a van load of folks in their wheelchairs, and they just sat and enjoyed tapping their toes and watching it. And you know, you don't have to participate if you want to just come and watch and laugh along with everyone else having a good time, and just a good social outing on a Sunday afternoon.
Right. And there's no substitute for live music.
Right.
Love live music. It just makes such a difference. And just to, for those people, residents coming from Pine Valley, they're waving at people, they're interacting, they're feeling part of the community. That is a beautiful thing to witness.
Tell me about the band, Colleen Schrader, then. What instruments do they have in their band?
Oh, boy, he would put that
on me. I'm glad you gave her that question.
Sure.
I'm not much of an instrument person, but I think they had fiddle and banjo and violin and, you know, just, like I say, I'm not a musical person at all and not familiar with what all those gadgets are. But they do a great job at putting the music together, and
right.
It just...
It reminds me of like an old-time barn dance in some
exactly.
ways.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Where they used to have those and instruments that are not necessarily electronic, that they're just, you know, playing there, and it's got that old-timey feel to it, too.
I'm trying to remember, did they plug into electrical or just for their speakers? Maybe. I'm not 100%
sure. I'm not sure. Jody helped them get set up, so I'm not quite sure.
But all we know is they know their craft, and they do a great job at it, and mm-hmm. we are so excited to have them coming back to visit us again.
Yeah. Awesome. And you mentioned Jody. They've been very cooperative at the community center.
Oh, they've been wonderful. Right. I mean, you know, their whole focus of the community center is to get people out and active and connected with one another. And this coincides with that, so they've been very generous in giving us the gym for this afternoon, and we really appreciate it. Jenna in the office can just whip out these beautiful flyers and help us get the word out. So, yeah, it's a wonderful collaboration. So, yes, we're very indebted to them for that.
The dances are listed on your flyer. So you mm-hmm. talked a little bit about the reels. Square dances. Have you both taken part in the square dances? You've got experience, don't you, Colleen Schrader?
Definitely, yes. My late husband Bill and I danced in Madison for several years before we moved out here. We were actually in a square dance club monthly, potluck and dancing, and had a great time and missed it for a lot of years since we moved out here, and now very excited to be back into it.
Did you used to wear the big flowing
Never.
Dress? Never? You didn't
Never.
Do that?
Now, my square dancing experience was in a gym in the 70s in Fayed class.
Yes.
And I believe I had to dance with a boy with sweaty hands. So, yeah, I have a few different memories of square dancing.
Ed's hands aren't sweaty, though.
They are not.
No.
But yeah. It sure is fun now.
But I do remember learning about it in Fayed and all the right. terms, you know, Alaman left and, yep. you know, sachet.
Dominated.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Can you give us any insight into any of those or what they mean, Colleen Schrader?
It's not point? Really easy to describe it in vocal.
Uh-huh.
It's so much better to be seen. So they'll walk you through that. All of those things, they kind of show you. I understand that there's quite a number of calls, and all of the years that Bill and I did it in Madison, we might have learned about 12 calls, and I know there's got to be many, many more than that.
Yeah.
But we were, it was a low, intermediate type of group that we were with. Even though people had been doing it for many years, we just had fun doing the easier basic calls.
And as you mentioned, if you listen, the caller tells you what to do, right?
Right. Once you understand what the description of that call
yeah.
is.
Uh-huh. And we found when we were at the Old Oak Inn that first night, there are people there that do this often, and they kind of have a radar for helping other people. They'll say, oh, come this way, you know, shake your hand, and, you know, da-da-da. They know the thing to do, and go to the right. And if you happen to go to the left, they'll go, oh, over here, Phil. Yeah. It's all good.
Yeah.
They're not going to leave you out there and
no.
make you look foolish
no.
or anything.
No.
Help one another out.
The one thing that I found very exciting back in May was the age range. The youngsters. We had probably 4 or 5 year olds out there, mm-hmm. along with their parent, mm-hmm. and you know, you just, when you have the, where you make the arch with your hands so that somebody goes under the arch, you know, you just have to improvise a little
sure.
bit when you've got those little
sure.
four-year-olds.
Right.
Right.
But
right.
all good fun. Everybody laughing and yeah. having a great time.
And it's meant to be family friendly for sure.
Definitely.
And it's free. So it's also, you know, open to everybody. Everybody is welcome. No need for a partner. Just bring your dancing shoes. And if that's a pair of tennis, that's just fine.
Yeah, that does take me back, though, because I went to dances with my parents, you know, and that's mm-hmm. that's kind of how you learned. And, you know, that is a little bit of a throwback. What a fun family activity, Carly.
Right, definitely.
Right. Yep. Yeah.
So
yep.
we hope people will do that. Contras. I'm not sure. What is a contra?
It's similar to a Virginia reel, I guess. You've got a... two lines facing each other, and you may step across to each other and kind of clap hands and then back up and do that again and then angle to the right to a different partner. It's once again, the calls will help you know where to go and what to do. And when Colleen was pointing out that some of the very well seasoned dancers will help redirect you. And you don't have to ever worry about anybody getting all upset if you don't do it quite right.
Right.
They'll just redirect you and help you get back on track.
Right.
I love to watch people that really know how to do it. And, you know, and we're talking about waltzes.
Yes.
Just to, you know, again, to watch somebody that really knows how to do it, it's fun, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. And on the waltz, last May... they were doing a waltz, and my father-in-law was saying, no, I don't want to do that. He's 94 years old at that time. We did a waltz. It wasn't real long, but we did it, and that was a good moment for us.
Yeah, just have to be able to count one, two, three, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So you'll have some light refreshments. Can you tell us about what you're
yes,
going to have?
Yeah, the Boaz Boosters 4-H Club will be providing light refreshments, and then, of course, they get any money that they generate from that. We really just want this to be very, very simple. Just come and gather, give a nonprofit group in our community, serving our youth, giving a chance to earn a little bit of money, have fun. Come when you can. The dance is from 1 until 4. So if you don't get there till 2 or you're there right at 1, you know, it's just come when you can and enjoy.
You have to, I presume, pay the musicians and pay the caller. Is that correct? How do you generate money to offset that?
We have a free will donation container at the entry. And this community, we have learned in anything you go to with a free will donation is you come out with enough to cover your musicians and your caller.
Yeah, we must have had enough last May because they're willing to come back. So, yeah. And you can tell they're having a great time, too. These five ladies playing their instruments and you know, providing all this entertainment for us. So, yeah. What we get in that donation, you had a container goes all into to pay the band and the caller.
What is the plan? I mean, if this goes well, are you looking at maybe doing more during the year?
Right now we have March 16th is also committed. They have also committed to us on that. Uncertain as to who the caller will be or who the players will be, whether it's the same ones or not. They haven't had anyone be able to commit to that date yet, but I was told recently that, yes, they will provide for us again on March 16th. So same setup as February 16th from 1 until 4 at the community center. Mm-hmm. Free will donation. And we'll come up with a refreshments, someone to do refreshments again for us.
It's a good chance to make new friends, Colleen.
Absolutely. And you know, connection is so important in our mental health, and this is just a great way to do that. It doesn't have to be a deep conversation. It might be somebody you meet, like, doing one of these dances, and then afterwards you say, wow, that was fun, and you kind of smile, and, you know, you might spark a conversation, and that is a wonderful thing and so very important. And I know that coincides with the goals of the community center in terms of recreation, connection, building community. All of that comes together.
You two, have you been friends for a long time or a short time?
Well, our husbands were together in the Knights of Columbus.
Okay,
and,
sure.
And so that's been a number of years. And so, yeah, we have a lot of common interests, like to play pickleball, like to walk, you know, like to do a lot of the same things. So,
how's pickleball going, by the way?
Oh, it's going really well. I missed you there today, Colleen Schrader. Yeah, we have a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah. I've got to come out and maybe broadcast one of those matches.
That would be fun.
It would be.
Yeah. We have a tremendous turnout. You know, 12 people can play at a time in our indoor courts. And today, I think we had about 26 people. So you have a little waiting time while you're waiting for it to get into a game. And, oh, my goodness, all kinds of shenanigans and visiting and laughter and recipe sharing and did you see this movie? Are you going to the community forum? You know, whatever. Lots of chatter. Love it.
Yeah, that's awesome. So, and you have different levels. So if I went out there, you'd take it easy on me, right?
We would. The first time or two, I think.
And then after that. You're swinging for the fence after that.
We have a lot of fun.
Oh, it sounds like it. But this is just such a great positive thing for the community. And I just hope a lot of people will come out on the 16th and kind of get the season started out really well. Anything else either of you'd like to add about the event? Or do we cover it pretty well?
Yeah, I think we covered it. Thank you so much for your time and the ability to share the news that this is coming, something to look forward to in February.
All right. Yeah, no advance tickets to show up at the door.
No, heck no.
Sounds good. Well, thanks for coming in today, Colleen.
Yes, thank you so much.
Thank you again for inviting us.
No problem. Glad the Colleens have joined forces here to put on something great in the community. The Sunday Fun Day Dance coming up Sunday, February 16th from 1 until 4 at the Richland Center Community Center.